I'm Rich Thomason. The government will be able to keep borrowing and spending into the new year now that the Senate has approved a stopgap bill previously passed by the House. President Biden is expected to sign the bill. Constructive, the word used by the president describing his meeting with Chinese President Xi in San Francisco. The two leaders agreed to reestablish military-to-military contacts and to crack down on China's production of fentanyl ingredients. Seems that many Biden backers will be voting against Donald Trump rather than for Joe Biden.
The findings of a new Reuters-Ipsos poll point to voter unhappiness with a likely Biden versus Trump rematch in 2024. In fact, Americans inclined to vote for Mr. Biden next November say their primary motivation is stopping Trump. About half of Biden supporters in the poll described their vote as being against Trump and his policies, compared to just 38% who said they would be voting to support President Biden and his policies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, striking auto workers voting on whether to return to work.
Workers at several large GM factories have turned down the deal by fairly large margins. However, a factory in Arlington, Texas, with about 5,000 workers, has voted more than 60% to approve the deal so far, with voting at GM to wrap up Thursday. Voting at Ford continues until early Saturday, where so far the deal is passing with 66.1% voting in favor, with only a few large factories still counting. And at Jeep maker Stellantis, the contract was overwhelmingly passing, with Stellantis voting continuing until Tuesday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Six Capitol police officers injured during a violent anti-Israel protest yesterday on Capitol Hill. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 4 points, NASDAQ futures down 25. This is SRN News. Disney World handing out pronoun pins to its workers.
According to a number of park employees who spoke to the Daily Caller, the entertainment giant is now requiring all staff to wear name tags that include their so-called gender identity. A Disney memo says, quote, pronoun name tags help us understand each other more and bring a positive impact within our community. The company has fully embraced the LGBT agenda, adding gay characters to their cartoons and hosting homosexual events at its parks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge has ruled that he will not immediately block the state's ban on sex change operations for children, delivering an early setback to families who want the new law found unconstitutional. The plaintiffs have also asked for a preliminary injunction that would temporarily block enforcement of the statute as their case proceeds. A hearing is set for January on that request. Under the law, it's a felony for a health care provider to perform a sex change operation on a minor. This is SRN News. New York State suing a major soft drink manufacturer.
The lawsuit accuses PepsiCo of polluting the environment and endangering public health after its plastics were found along the Buffalo River. The lawsuit aims to require PepsiCo and its subsidiaries, Frito-Lay and Frito-Lay North America, to clean up the mess, which includes food wrappers and plastic bottles. It says the plastics are contaminating the drinking water supply for the city of Buffalo. The lawsuit says PepsiCo is the largest contributor of plastic waste contaminating the Buffalo River. A 2022 survey by the Office of the Attorney General shows PepsiCo produced 17% of the identifiable waste. PepsiCo has not commented. I'm Mike Hempen.
Americans curbed their spending in October for the first time in 7 months. Retail sales slid 0.1% from the previous month, and it was a smaller decline than many economists had been expecting. More details, SRNNews.com.